from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Some intense heat. It's on its way all across Northern California, and it's prompting wildfire risk concerns. Also, PG&E says some areas may see power shutoffs. More on that soon. But first, let's give you a live look all around the Bay Area. This is in the North Bay, the East Bay, and South Bay. Right now, where temperatures will ramp up as we make our way through the week, the National Weather Service says a red flag warning will be in effect in Marin County tonight and stay in place through tomorrow. Local fire agencies say they are ramping up staffing through the county. So let's go over to First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch with our hot forecast. Hey, Jess.
We have some hot, dry days ahead of us here in the Bay Area, and we're already starting to notice it as we kick off this 4th of July week. 70s near San Francisco seem manageable, as well as some 60s along the coast, but you make your way off into the East Bay, and we're already sitting at 101 degrees near Antioch this afternoon, 80s and 90s up in the North Bay, and it's a very similar trend with dry, sunny conditions down into the Santa Clara Valley. Now, the National Weather Service, starting late tonight, lasting through Wednesday, has issued red flag warnings for many of us in the East Bay, as well as the North Bay, too. I mean, look at tomorrow's daytime highs. Our inland areas could reach anywhere up to around 108 degrees. We hold on tight to that hot weather lasting into our 4th of July week, heading into this weekend as well, with plenty of sunshine in store for us. An excessive heat warning is also in effect for many of our inland areas, so take it slow out there. Continue to hydrate, drink lots of water this week, and take good care of your loved ones, too. Now, along the bay, of course, we cool it down just a bit more into the 80s, but this is still above average for this time of year, so take it slow out there. And we will see that marine layer return every morning as we head into this work week, too.
Well, PG&E says about 12,000 of its customers may experience power shutoffs as early as tonight. This is due to the elevated wildfire risk all across Northern California. Most of the potential outages could happen in Shasta and Tehama County. PG&E is encouraging customers to enter their addresses in their search tool online at pg&e.com. And you can stay up to date with everything on this heat wave on our website at kpix.com, streaming on the CBS News Bay Area and on the free CBS News app. Okay, new at noon. Well, the end of an era for the Warriors. According to multiple reports, Klay Thompson will join the Dallas Mavericks after 13 seasons in the Bay Area. Thompson has helped lead the Dubs to 4 NBA titles in the past decade. He's a 5-time All-Star. Vern and Matt will have much more on where the Warriors go from here, starting this evening at 5 p.m. Well, San Jose police announcing 7 arrests today after an illegal sideshow last month injured an officer. Spectators vandalized an officer's patrol car and prevented him from getting to an injured spectator. The city's acting police chief assured the public that the department is adapting to stop the rising crime trend.
Sideshows create chaos and destruction, organizing in often unpredictable patterns and in ways to elude law enforcement. But these tactics have been met with innovation and resilience on our part as we create a new playbook for responding to this new evolution of criminal behavior.
Well, Chief Joseph says only one of those arrested is a San Jose resident. In San Francisco, one person is dead after a house fire in the city's Tenderloin District. That fire started this morning at Leavenworth and Geary Streets. First responders pulled one person from the flames. They were in critical condition and later died. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Oakland police say they are pulling 17 boats out of the Oakland estuary. This is happening right now. That is the strip of water between Alameda and Oakland. You can see that large crane right there lifting the boats and putting them on the barge. They say they were all abandoned. And the U.S. Supreme Court ended its term today with a landmark decision on presidential immunity. The decision has a direct impact on former President Donald Trump's current legal troubles. Nydia Cavazos reports from outside the Supreme Court.
In a 6-3 opinion, the Supreme Court ruled Monday the former presidents have absolute immunity from prosecution for official acts related to their core constitutional powers. But the court said there is no immunity for unofficial acts and gave some guidance on how lower courts can draw that line.
For those things that are just within the president's ambit, absolute immunity. For official acts in general, at least presumptive immunity. For unofficial acts, no immunity.
Former President Donald Trump has repeatedly argued that he had absolute immunity.
You have to give a president full and total immunity.
In a scathing dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote about the potential dangers of this decision on U.S. democracy. The ruling affects special counsel Jack Smith's prosecution of Trump for election interference for his role in the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. The case now goes back to the lower court, which will have to look at what acts are official and what are unofficial.
There is an enormous amount of legal work that is now going to have to unfold over the next several months.
By waiting until July to issue their ruling, the justices have severely reduced the likelihood of Trump standing trial before the November election.
And we're about 4 months away from that election. The second gentleman joined former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during a campaign stop in San Francisco this weekend. They spoke to about 600 people at the Alice B. Toklas LGBTQ Democratic Club breakfast. One of the main topics was last week's presidential debate. We spoke to voters, some of who are worried about President Biden's chances in swing states.
I do wish we had more options, but these are the cards that we're dealt with.
We've got to make this race more exciting for some people because people are sitting out thinking both are losers.
In a recent CBS News poll of Democratic voters, 55% said Biden should continue running. 45% said he should step aside. Okay, taking a live look at the California Capitol right now, state capitol in Sacramento, where a new state law to combat the rise of spiked drinks, well, that begins today. The new law requires bars and nightclubs to offer test kits that detect that common date rape drug. According to officials, the kits could include test strips, stickers, or specifically designed straws. Businesses will also be required to display a sign letting customers know the testing kits are available.
I feel like it is necessary for bars to have it because of those suspicions. And if hopefully no one ever does get drugged with drinks, but if they do and they don't know what the feeling is and they are confused, at least they know they can find out what's going on.
Right now, that law applies to establishments that sell alcohol exclusively, so restaurants are technically exempt.